Would you like to try me? You switch me on for weeks as I do never sleep. I have no legs to walk, but I can sing and talk. Disco, computer, I am.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 569. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Start things off with a track from Transvolta, a project of Dan Laxman, based out of Brussels, Belgium. That one recorded in 1978, a song called Disco Computer. I picked that up on a compilation called Do You Have the Force? John Savage's Alternative History of Electronica, 1978-1982. A lot of synthesizers there. And it's a great album to like work with in the background, but I'm not sure that I am the disco guy, even if it's synthy disco. But I do have lots of music for you. In fact, I should stop talking because I'm going to try to cram a lot in here. Here's a track by Kursal Flyers. The song is called Yellow Socks.
Knocking on my wall. Time for art, I don't wanna knock
Jeff sounds like he's having a lovely time there. That is Jeff Palmer with the Apartment Song. That's from his new album, Charts and Graphs. Just came out July 23rd on Rumbar Records or Stardom Records, depending on what format you want. That album's good. It's got some power pop on it. It's got some pop punk and a few tracks that kind of lean into pub rock a little bit. I think that one there might be one. It definitely speaks to the Nick Lowe and Dave Edmunds sort of world. And speaking of which, we started that set off with Kersal Flyers with the song Yellow Socks. That's on the band's 1977 live album, Five Live Kersals, though I picked that up on a 2020 compilation called Little Does She Know, which includes everything they've ever recorded. And we've been working our way through that. We've got one more album left, and we'll get to that in a couple weeks on the podcast. I really like that live album. I'm not a fan of live albums usually, but this one is really good. It's a little more power pop, a little more pub rock than the original recordings, which were a little countrified, and they're good, but this one just really focuses in on the good stuff, amps those up, and so yeah, Yellow Socks there is actually an earlier recording, or an earlier song, but that recording there, the live one, that's where my money's at. Anyway, more music here for you. Here's something from Guadalcanal Diary. The song is called Dead Eyes.
Excitement, but I don't recall another
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Sloan there, originally from Halifax, with the song Nothing Left to Make Me Want to Stay. That was from the band's 1996 breakout album, One Chord to Another. Now, I just picked up, going back and picking up some of the Sloan albums I don't have, because I should have them all. What a lovely band. And before that, Guadalcanal Diary with the song Dead Eyes. That was from the band's 1986 album, Jamboree, which came out on Elektra Records, that band from Marietta, Georgia. And another band that I've gone back and picked up all of their back catalog. That one, I bought them all at once at one record store from somebody who just decided to dump all their vinyl. I love those people. Sadly, I've been those people, and I hope other people appreciated all the craziness that I did when I dumped those wonderful records. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to continue on here. Here's a track by The Descendants. The song is called Mohicans. That was the Jack Lights from Boston. The song's called Beach. It's on their new five-song EP called Drift, which came out July 27th on Red on Red Records. I think that's available on CD as well, but I think I just got that digitally. Before that, we heard from the Descendants with the song Mohicans. That's from the band's kind of new album, Ninth and Walnut, that came out July 23rd on Epitaph Records. I say kind of new, as these tracks were actually written in about 1977, and then kind of recorded, I don't know, 2008, somewhere around there, and then just kind of revisited recently and turned into, well, the band's new album. And honestly, it's a great album, and that song there is wonderful. I am out of time, however, so let's get this wrapped up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 569. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There's some things coming up here. On the 10th, we've got Rancid and the Dropkick Murphys at the venue that shall not be named. On the 12th, Slater Kinney is coming to the Madrid. On the 13th, Black Mariah at the Velo Garage. The 14th, Jorge Arena is playing at Lemonade Park. The 14th, Daniel Gum is playing at Velo Garage. I think that's right. Daniel actually has COVID now, so he's canceling some of his shows, but we'll see about that one. That show on the 15th that had Juliana Hatfield on it doesn't have Juliana Hatfield on it anymore, so just go if you want to see, I think Soul Asylum is the headliner, whatever. On the 17th, John Vanderslice has that Secret House show. Terry Quinn is playing at the Mockingbird on the 18th on the Songbird Wednesdays. On the 20th, Montat Ads at Record Bar, 21st Deicide at Riot Room. 26th, the Descendants are playing Liberty Hall. 27th, Elvis Costello is at the Uptown, or Terry Quinn is at the Velo Garage. On the 29th, Joan Jett and Cheap Trick at the Starlight. And 31st, Waxahachie, sold out show at Knuckleheads, but maybe there's still tickets for that. Who can say? Anyway, not much new on the website. There are photos and video of the Whiffs, Sluts, and Heels show, and maybe that's new to you. Who knows? Anyway, I'm way over on time here, so let's play one more track and get the heck out of here. It's by Torres. The song is called Don't Go Putting Wishes in My Head. It's on her album Thirstier. Of course, it's the project of Mackenzie Scott, based out of New York. It came out on Merge Records, July 30th. Which seems like an odd date for that, but there you go. And it's another wonderful album. It has got some fantastic songwriting. It's going to envelop you. Not normally what I listen to, but I can recognize good when good happens. So this is Torres with the song Don't Go Putting Wishes in My Head. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.